Small and Simple Things. By small and simple things are great things brought to pass. Alma, chapter 37, verse 6. Church History Around the World. Sierra Leone. In 1981, a native of Sierra Leone, Michael Samura, heard the gospel in Holland and was baptized there. When he returned to Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone, he requested missionaries, but because the church was not ready to send missionaries there, he was sent only church literature. Brother Samura began teaching others and holding unofficial meetings. Members who had been baptized in other countries and had returned to Sierra Leone did the same. The year 1988 was a milestone for the country. In January, the first official meeting was presided over by a member who had been baptized in Germany. In May, two missionary couples arrived, and in June, the first 14 baptisms in the country were performed. In August, the first branch, the Goderich branch, was established. Ground was broken in 2004 for the first Latter-day Saint meeting house in Sierra Leone. The Church in Sierra Leone. Membership, 8,907. Missions, 1. Districts, 2. Branches, 23. Wholesome Family Activities. Families that regularly participate in wholesome activities together can feel greater love and harmony. Family activities provide an opportunity for parents to discuss the gospel with children, and children will often be more willing to listen to and obey parents when they feel close to them. Wholesome family activities include family home evening. President Gordon B. Hinckley said, "It is so important that fathers and mothers sit down with their children, pray together, instruct them in the ways of the Lord, consider their family problems, and let the children express their talents." Family service activities. You could visit an elderly member of your ward or pick up trash around the neighborhood. One-on-one outings with mom or dad. These allow children to build individual and personal relationships with parents. Great Lives Remembered. Truman O. Angell. Truman Osborne Angell, 1810 through 1887, served for several decades as church architect, planning and directing the construction of many significant buildings, including the Salt Lake Temple. Throughout his years of service to the church, Truman was humble and obedient. He was born on June 5, 1810, in Providence, Rhode Island, USA. When he was a teenager, a local craftsman taught him carpentry and joinery, a specialized kind of woodworking. At age 22, he was introduced to the church by his sister, who had received a copy of the Book of Mormon from missionary Thomas B. Marsh. In January 1833, Truman was baptized along with his mother Phoebe and his wife Polly. Shortly after Truman was ordained a member of the Second Quorum of the 70, the prophet Joseph Smith requested that he build a store in Kirtland, Ohio. Truman declined, telling the prophet he was preparing to leave for a mission. The next day, however, Truman saw the first presidency in the distance and felt prompted to accept the building assignment from the prophet. He later recorded, "Accordingly, I changed my determination and yielded obedience." In 1856, President Brigham Young sent Truman on a mission to Europe, instructing him to take drafts of valuable works of architecture so he could be better qualified to continue to work on the Salt Lake Temple and other buildings. Truman was called as church architect in 1867. The church no longer calls an official church architect. Although years of hard work had caused Truman's health to suffer, he humbly accepted the call. He wrote in his journal, "I feel a good deal worn out. But if the President and my brethren feel to sustain a poor worm of dust like me to be architect of the church, let me strive to serve them and not disgrace myself. May the Lord help me so to do." Truman directed many building projects in Utah, including the Lion House, the Beehive House, the Utah Territorial State House, and the St. George, Utah Temple. Truman did not live to see the dedication of the Salt Lake Temple in 1893, but he served faithfully as church architect until his death in 1887. End of Small and Simple Things.